A couple of days ago, I removed the most distracting social media platform from my phone, which for me, that was Instagram. So I just completely deleted the app. And I did so because I wanted to be still to make sure that I wasn't going stagnant. So what I realized about Instagram for me is that it became too much of a habit. Like, whenever I had my phone in my hand or whenever I was taking like a quick break, that would be the thing that I would go and look at or do, scroll Instagram. And so I didn't like that, so I deleted it because I wanted to make sure that I wasn't becoming stagnant, that I wasn't getting too comfortable. And I know that those two don't immediately seem to connect, but in my mind they do. I feel like sometimes we need to be still and remove external influences so that we can make sure that we're moving in the correct direction and that we're not being stagnant in our life. I am a firm believer in that you should always be growing. Like, their growth should always be occurring in some capacity. Because when you stop growing, then you become stagnant and you die. And it doesn't have to be a physical death. It can be a mental death. You know what I mean? Like, it could be a spiritual death, which is terrible. But something dies, because to me, growth is life. So I realized that I kind of felt like I had too many external influences, so I just wanted to be still and to make sure that all of the things that I was implementing, that I was doing, the ideas that I was having, you know, like the kind of style that I was gravitating towards, the habits that I wanted to have, the taste that I wanted to refine and that my palate had gotten used to were mine. And in order for me to do that, I just had to be still. And what I mean by being still is being silent. And for being, it's literally the equivalent of if you have if you're in a room and you have like no other sound but your own thoughts. And I realized the idea of being silent and being still is difficult for a lot of people. Like, they have to have the radio on, the TV on, and I wonder why that is. I always thought that if you had too much external influence like TV or radio, it meant that you couldn't sit with your own thoughts. And for me, I like my thoughts, I like myself, so I don't have a problem with being still and being silent. That's just an opportunity for me to get closer to God and to talk to God and make sure that I have the kind of communication and prayer life that I need to have. So I decided that I just was going to remove the one app that I thought was providing the most external influence. And I did. And it's kind of interesting because if you go into a room with the TV on and you turn it off and you just sit quietly and listen and talk, you know, to other people, to yourself, to your God, things start becoming a lot clearer and you start to realize how much influence things have in terms of your thought process, how much time you were wasting or could be redirected towards other things, how much more engaging your conversations with your family are and your friends when you talk to them. So being still doesn't always equate to being stagnant. Sometimes you need to be still so you don't become stagnant. Because I feel like if I was continuously listening to all the external influence and just basically things that aren't me, then I would eventually that kind of stuff like seeps into the core of who you are. You start to move away from yourself and move away from what's important to you and start moving towards all of the things that are important to everyone else. Because that's what you're consuming, that's what you're putting into your mind, that's what you're paying attention to, that's what you're focused on. And that's not what I want. I want to always be me. So, if I gotta delete an app to make sure that I'm who I'm supposed to be, and then download it later, maybe or maybe not, then that's what I need to do. Because I just want to be still and be silent and be listen to make sure that I don't go stagnant. So if you haven't already taken the time to be still and be silent so you don't go stagnant, think about if that's something that you want to do. I can tell you that I realized the amount of, I don't want to say influence again, but it really is influence, the amount of suggestion things have. Like if you continuously see people with engage in certain behaviors, or if everybody's wearing the same thing, it becomes a lot easier for people to accept those things as normal or start to perceive those things as a standard. And I didn't want to do that because I already know like my standards aren't everyone else's standard. Like what I perceive to be normal and the baseline of life isn't what a lot of other people consider to be normal or their baseline. And I didn't want to drop my standards. I wanted to make sure that they stay what I think they should be. So if that means removing certain influences or removing things that cause repetition of habits, behaviors, standards, anything that I don't want to adhere to, then just remove it. So for me, this period of time is being still, being silent, making sure that the things that I like and see are what I actually like and see. And they are for the most part, but I don't want certain things to be normalized in my mind. I don't want certain mindsets to be normalized. And I kind of think that it's very easy for that to occur when you're consuming so much outside material. I think that kind of helps people to stray away from who they are and causes people to get caught up in what society wants from them and what other people are doing that they wouldn't necessarily do themselves. And that's 1,000% not in any shape, form, or fashion or position that I want to be in. So being still and being silent so I don't become stagnant. It's not a choice for everybody. Definitely a choice for me. So we'll see what I decide to do in the future after this process is over, if it's ever over. Yep. Being still so I don't go stagnant.